Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Robert Cray bringing us back. Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. I love that blues. Great blues, man. Robert Cray. Yeah, let that play a little bit. He's got a bunch of albums out, by the way. Robert Cray, I think I have all of them. I'm glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Articles, archives, Brain Trust members, like our good friend Steve Strauss, who's with us right now. His mother named him Stephen, but he says we can call him Steve. He's the author of the Small Business Bible, and he's got a body of work that he's deposited with us over the years that you can find on our website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And, of course, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out lots of all the other things there. And don't forget to take our poll question. The question this week is about networking. Are you networking? What are you doing about that? We'd like to know. And when you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. Steven Strauss, thanks for being here. And, folks, as you know, many of you have seen his column in USA Today. Steve, one of the things I've been talking a lot about lately is something that really got my attention when I heard – when I heard a quote, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit, that Eric Schmidt, the CEO of Google, said essentially this: Google will be more successful in the future with mobile than they ever have been or ever will be on the desktop. Now, that got my attention. And you know what? The more I looked into it, the more I paid attention to that. That was a couple of years ago he said that. The more I'd looked into this, I realized that this is not only – he's not only – it's not only true for Google, it's going to be true for small businesses. What do you think?
I completely agree. I think we're obviously living through a technology, computer, work revolution. And it's mostly because of this mobile technology. You know, I saw a survey just recently put out by Concur that really had some unexpected results. And for example, one thing was that more than half of all the workers said more than half of all the mobile devices make them work less often.
Huh.
Outside of the normal work hours, rather than more often. Now that was pretty surprising, right? Because
so the capability didn't impose on them. It actually helped them, give them more time.
Right. Well, we all think that we end up working more because we can work anywhere and any time.
Right.
But this survey found that people actually were working less outside of work because they were more effective with that. So that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And I think this mobile revolution is significant for small businesses.
Well, you know, Stephen, one of the things that I've been noticing, and I'd like your thoughts on it, is customers. Your website is no longer a destination alone. It's increasingly becoming a distribution center because customers, people who you want to talk to and you want to do business with. More and more of them are saying, you know, Steve, hey Jim, I've been to your website. I like your stuff. But I'm not going to come back a lot because I'm kind of busy. But here are some of the things I'm interested in, and I'm going to give you permission to follow me home with that stuff. And when they say home, that might be in their palm of their hand. Talk to us about that.
Right. And so you have to have your site, app made, app ready, and even have an app version of your site. And the thing is, though, I find that most small businesses really don't take full advantage of the mobile.
Right.
Revolution, the mobile app available. I mean, for example, I know bookkeeping, big problem for a lot of small businesses, expense reports. A lot of small businesses and their employees hate doing expense reports. And I mentioned Concur. So Concur has something called Concur Breeze, where you can use their very cool online tool and do all your expense reports online through their website.
I've heard of this. I've heard of this kind of thing. Somebody was telling me about this the other day, about how you actually use a cell phone to record an expense a receipt at the point of the transaction.
Right. Exactly. That's this Concur Breeze. They have a smartphone app, and you can have a receipt. You take a picture of the receipt. It goes into the expense report automatically. And all of a sudden, then you can throw the receipt away, so you're not losing.
Somebody told me about this.
Take the hassle out of the whole thing.
Somebody told me about this a month ago. I didn't know which one it was. I didn't realize it was the one that you're talking about. But that they were what they were saying was that within instantaneously it gets into the you know, into the bowels of the accounting system. It gets into the general ledger, and not only does it get the company a record of what happened, but it generates an expense repayment for the employee.
Right, because, I mean, 40% of employees say that they lose receipts or can make mistakes on their expense reports, which is not surprising if you think about carrying around all those receipts and you add them up along or whatever. So if you have a mobile app that allows you to, you know, automatically do it, saves you time, it reduces errors, eliminates paperwork. So that's the kind of thing any small business can do in their business, figure out a powerful app that works for them, that makes their customers, as we were just talking about, makes their customers' lives easier. People will be the path to your door.
Well, and see, the thing is, Steve, these applications, these apps that we're talking about, folks, Steven, I've said this many times before, small business owners, if you don't have a smartphone, you got to go get one. Don't let the sun set on you today without getting one. I don't care if you think it's too expensive. I don't care if you're not ready for it. Your customers are using it. And Steve, if you don't know what your customers are doing, you're already uncompetitive. And this is a perfect example of that, isn't it?
You know what? You have to know, to be most effective, you have to know what they're reading, what they're watching, and what they're listening to. And then you have to put your advertising and marketing and business in those places. And that's how you're going to reach them. And if you don't, then you're just going to fall on deaf ears. So it's very,
interesting.
Very important.
It's interesting to me
that
somebody had already told me about that technology, but they didn't know who, they didn't tell me who it was, and now you're here to talk to me. How do we find those folks online, by the way? I like to give
right,
them
so it's concurbreeze.com, and you can either do online expense reporting, right? That's how we all work these days, is online, or you can do it through a smartphone too.
And folks, this is just one example of thousands of examples of these kinds of capability. And the thing is, small business owners, you have this available to you. It's not expensive. You can create your own apps. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.